Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Pat.
We're on day two of our discovery unit. In day one, we focused on kind of what the epic show really is about. It's about people who are using their life savings to spend on their hobbies. This is their chance to really take their money that they've worked hard and long for and kind of blow it.
Yeah.
If you blow money, you kind of waste it
on stuff. So, Stephanie, here's a question for you. If money were no object,
yes.
If you had all the money in the world, what three things would you buy?
I would, you know what? I always say that buying an expensive car is silly, but I would probably buy a Jaguar.
I'd buy a helicopter.
You would?
Yeah, just, I think it'd be quicker than and more fun than a car.
Really? Ah, helicopter. No, a little dangerous for me, but I would buy a sleek Jag. I think they're so sexy. I would probably, instead of using it to buy something, I would probably use it to travel everywhere I wanted.
Okay. I'd buy a castle to live in.
Oh, that's cool. And I'd buy one in Europe.
Yeah.
Where it's nice, the weather's great.
Well, part of Europe I'm from, the weather is not so great.
Oh, really? Cold? Rainy?
Very much.
Oh.
Anyway, so today's episode, or today's article, talks about the second episode of Epic, and it's about RVs. So we'll read through the article, then we'll come back and discuss some of the English in it.
The second episode of Epic is dedicated to deluxe RVs. It is a bit of an understatement to say that these humble campers have evolved since first hitting the road over 100 years ago. RVs have transformed from tiny trailers into monster machines with pavement-pounding power. Nowadays, they incorporate the best of marine, military, and aviation technology. In Florida, a company called Millennium Luxury Coaches is dedicated to producing a dozen of the most colossal RVs each year. Perhaps none of the vehicles embody this extravagance, quite like the company owner's personal RV, the Dream Machine. His family uses it every summer when they hit the road for vacations. It contains a slew of fancy features like heated hardwood floors, seat covers made from stingray hide, and a 500-horsepower Volvo engine that provides all the gadgets with plenty of juice. In total, this mighty machine costs $2.3 million to build. Unlike the Dream Machine, the Party RV wasn't built for the purpose of taking cross-country trips. It was designed to amplify people's fun when they attend concerts and sporting events. The interior of the Party RV has wall-to-wall couches and 8 large-screen TVs. When this RV reaches its final destination, fun time is just about to begin. It contains a full-sized grill that can pop out and cook food for 20 people simultaneously. When the owner isn't using the Party RV, however, he rents it out to other partygoers and donates the proceeds to charity. To see more epic things that most people can only dream of owning, tune in to Epic on Discovery.
Hi guys, welcome back. We've just read about the second part of this article, and it's about RVs. And we mentioned RVs in yesterday's lesson. RV is a recreation or recreational vehicle. So a really big vehicle that's mostly used for fun and traveling, and that you can live in. It'll have maybe a kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, sitting area, all kind of things in there.
Yeah, it's quite big, and it's self-contained. You don't need to rent a hotel while you're out on the road. You just stay there. You do have to empty the tanks every once in a while because you have a bathroom inside. So you'll have to empty the bathroom area. That's the sewage, the dirty stuff, the dirty water that we produce. Also, you have to keep filling it up with water and gas. It uses a lot of gas.
I bet it does.
But it's very convenient, and a lot of older people in the U.S. at least like these RVs. Yeah, not me. I want a hotel.
Okay. And so the article says the second episode of Epic is dedicated to deluxe RVs. Now, this phrase, to be dedicated to, is dedicated to something. That means that this episode is reserved for this special purpose, in this case, RVs. So if something is dedicated to something, it's kind of used for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you could say the first 2 pages of the newspaper were dedicated to the story. So that means those two pages were used for, and the editor said, right, those two pages for that story, we're going to set them aside specially.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's dedicated to deluxe RVs, not just RVs, but deluxe RVs. If something's deluxe, it's really good quality. It's better quality than your average product. It's usually more expensive. It's very luxurious. You could say we stayed at a deluxe hotel last night. It probably cost you quite a bit. Well, it's a bit of an understatement to say that these humble campers have evolved since first hitting the road over 100 years ago. If you say something's an understatement, you say, well, you're trying to make it seem smaller or less important than it really is.
Yeah, so you might say, well, typo 101, it's kind of big.
Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah, that's an understatement. It's less than is really true.
Yeah, and you would say to that kind of comment, well, that's an understatement. I could say, well, I didn't like the book. To say I didn't like the book is an understatement. I hated the book.
Yeah, really, really. Probably didn't finish it.
Yeah, no. Well, they've really changed a lot. We're calling them humble campers. If something's humble, it's kind of, it's not cheap, but it's very modest. It's not very expensive.
Not showy.
It doesn't have a lot of, gadgets on it, you could say. It's very affordable for most people. A camper is a type of vehicle that can either go on the back of a truck or it's a special trailer that follows that vehicle that's pulling it. And you can live and sleep in them when you're traveling or camping. And if something evolves, you guys know this word, it changes or develops slowly over time, usually into something better or maybe even more complex or advanced even. So they've really changed a lot since first hitting the road. Hitting the road just means you begin a journey. I could say, oh, we got up really early and hit the road around 7.
Mm-hmm. And these RVs have transformed from tiny trailers into monster machines with pavement-pounding power. Now, pavement in the UK means sidewalk, but in the States, I guess it means the actual road surface.
It is, yeah.
Okay. We also see the word trailer, which is another one of these words like RV and camper. So a trailer is just kind of another word for an RV or mobile home, like a home that can move around on wheels.
Yeah, RV is definitely more luxurious and deluxe. Mm-hmm. A trailer is less expensive, but it has to be pulled.
Mm.
It can't be part of the truck itself. It has to be pulled. Yeah, it can be pulled by a truck or a car. And people can use it as a home even or as a vacation vehicle.
Mm.
Well, nowadays, they incorporate the best of a lot of technology that comes from the Marine.
So that's the Navy.
Yeah.
Basically, Navy technology.
Military.
Boats, Army. Yeah.
Army. And aviation means anything that flies. So flying airplanes, helicopters, that's aviation technology. Mm.
And they're incorporating or using, including the best of all these technologies.
Yeah.
So kind of the best, the Army, the Navy and the Air Force, all the useful things that they've invented, that technology is now being used to create these huge luxury RVs.
Cool. If you incorporate something, you include it as part of something else. I could say my diet incorporates a lot of fresh vegetables and fruits. Yeah, that's true, actually, nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Used to not be. In Florida, they've got this company called Millennium Luxury Coaches, and they're dedicated to producing really, really big RVs each year. When you see that word colossal, that means huge.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about this company, Millennium Luxury Coaches?
No, I don't. Did you have a look at them?
I did. I wanted to see what they look like. They're pretty big monster RVs they produce. Millennium is a word that means a period of 1,000 years. So maybe they're saying it took us 1,000 years to produce these. They're so cool. Or they'll last for 1,000 years.
Yeah. Or it's kind of, it's for the new millennium.
Yeah.
You know, for since the year 2000, it's kind of, new and special.
Like space age.
Yeah, kind of it's gone on from what was before. And it also uses the word coach, which is yet another vehicle. We've mentioned RVs and trailers. And a coach is kind of like a large bus,
really.
And it's not just a bus with seats. It could have a lot more on it, as we'll find out. We also see the word luxury here, and luxury is an adjective meaning something that's really, really nice to have, but not actually essential. You don't need it. So if something is a luxury item, we used the word in yesterday's article, extravagance.
Uh-huh.
It's a very similar idea to have this really, really nice, high-quality thing that is kind of more than you really need. It's more than just the basic requirements. For example, you could say Paul lives in a luxury apartment in the middle of the city. So his won't just be a house. It'll be a house with all sorts of nice views, big kitchen, giant bathroom with a TV in it, that kind of thing.
Ooh, nice. Well, perhaps none of the vehicles embody this extravagance, quite like the company owner's personal RV. The guy who owns the company, Millennium Luxury Coaches, has his own private or personal RV, and he calls it the Dream Machine. If you talk about a vehicle, you're just talking about something that's used to carry people or goods from place to place. You're transporting things that includes cars, trucks, lots of
planes,
different,
you know, motorbikes,
planes, vehicles,
yeah,
a lot of things. Well, if you embody something, it means you represent it. So his RV represents this extravagance. So if you were to see his own personal RV, you'd go, oh, yeah. That's exactly what I was picturing.
Uh-huh. Mm. All right. We'll learn a bit more about what's in the Dream Machine when we come back. But for now, let's listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Eric. 欢迎收听 English Digest. 今天是关于 Discovery 的新节目。 奢华万物赏第二天的课程，就让我们继续分析课文里的难句。课文第一段第一句说 ：“The second episode of Epic is dedicated to deluxe RVs。” 中文的意思是“奢华万物赏”的第二集专门介绍豪华露营车。句子里的 Epic 是节目的英文名称，所以我们用斜体来表示。那后面的片语。 Be dedicated to 表示专用于奉献给的意思，那是 dedicate 的被动用法。那 dedicate 这个动词也可以用于主动语法中。那例如我们可以说 dedicate oneself to 后面接名词或动名词，那表示献身于、致力于什么的意思。那因为这里的 to 是介系词。 所以后面要加名词或动名词，例如 Mother Teresa dedicated herself to helping those in need. 中文就是说，德瑞莎修女致力于帮助穷人。另外，我们也常用 dedicate something to 加名词或动名词，那表示把什么奉献在什么上。让我们来看一下例句。 The writer has dedicated his career to writing children's books. 意思就是这位作家把他的生涯都奉献在童书写作上。再补充一下，我们也可以说 dedicate something to somebody， 那表示把什么作品献给某个人。例如 ，The singer dedicated the band's last song to their fans. 中文是说。 这位歌手把他们乐团的最后一首歌奉献给歌迷。现在，让我们回到课文的第一个句子里。那最后一个字 RV 指的是 recreational vehicle，那也就是露营车的意思。recreational recreational 这个字是形容词，意思是。 娱乐的、消遣的意思。那 recreational vehicle 指的是在美国很常见到，那可能像巴士一样大台的露营车，外面看起来可能有点像游览车，那但是车子里家具一应俱全，那包括客厅、床、厨房，那厕所它都有。那可以说是移动式的房屋。另外补充一个同学可能会和 RV 混淆的车辆。 就是 SUV 表示 Sport Utility Vehicle， 那 Utility UTILITY 就是表示功能的意思。 那 SUV 的英文是指有越野性能而且兼具多功能的车辆，那中文我们会翻成休旅车。那这两种车辆请同学不要混淆。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, so in this article, we're talking about RVs. And before we left, we mentioned an RV called the Dream Machine, which belongs to the owner of this big coach company. So now we're going to find out a bit more about it. So his family, the owner's family, uses it every summer when they hit the road for vacations. We heard that expression, hit the road, just before the break.
Mm-hmm.
And it contains a slew of fancy features, like heated hardwood floors, seat covers made from stingray hide, and a 500 horsepower Volvo engine that provides all the gadgets with plenty of juice.
Wow, pretty cool. He's got everything in there. Now, when you use that word slew, it just means a lot of something. I could say, I own a slew of jeans. I own a slew of shoes. I actually do. Oh,
yeah.
Too many shoes.
It's kind of an informal word, but I think in this case it's a pretty good description because there is so many. It's kind of like they're piling up.
Yeah. I mean, a word that is familiar to you would just be a ton. I own a ton of this. It contains a ton. A slew is a great word, though, for you to put into your vocabulary. We do use it quite often.
We also see the word fancy. And fancy is an adjective that means usually very either decorative or very impressive, kind of the kind of thing you'd look at and go, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can wear a fancy dress, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
A guy could have a fancy car.
Yeah, you could take someone to a fancy restaurant.
We love those.
To impress people.
And they're expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of those things are fancy. So if it's fancy, it can't be plain or ordinary. It doesn't have to be expensive, but usually it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of these fancy features then, so that's heated hardwood floors, so expensive wood that's heated so they're nice and warm in
the
morning.
Your feet are always warm.
Yeah. Seat covers made from stingray hide. Now, stingrays are these kind of large, flat fish, usually finds kind of skimming the bottom of the sea. And they're called stingrays because they sting you. So, and some of them can be pretty dangerous. But the seat covers, so the things on the seat are made of their hide. Now, hide is basically an animal's skin.
Uh-huh.
So in the old days, people would wear hides. They would, you know, kill an animal like a wolf, a bear, or even a cow as leather. Is cowhide, really.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they'd wear the skins of these animals. This is before they developed softer things like cloth.
Yeah, like cloth, like cotton and silk. They would actually wear hides from animals. Now, typically, your seat covers are made from leather, which is usually from cows, right? Cowhide.
Mm-hmm.
But this is stingray hide. I didn't even know this existed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why. Maybe the stingray is softer. Maybe it looks cool.
I think he just wanted to say he had stingray hide on his
seat. Yeah, this is what we mean by extravagance. And with all these things, they need a lot of power. So the RV has a 500 horsepower Volvo engine. Horsepower is like a measure of how strong an engine is. You kind of think, how many horses running together to make that amount of energy?
Wow, is that...
I think.
That really is where it comes from.
I'm sure.
One horsepower is the power that's equivalent to a horse being able to pull something. So it's a lot of power.
Yeah, 500. And it needs it to provide the gadgets with plenty of juice.
Mm-hmm.
So here, juice is kind of a slang term for electricity, for power. So if you go, wow, my cell phone's about to run out of juice, you mean the battery's about to run out.
That's right.
And so these things need plenty of juice. And plenty of is a determiner, really. It's like a counting word. It just means a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
So if you said there are plenty of people at the party, you just mean there were a lot of people at the party.
Yeah, someone could say, hey, can you go to the store and get some more bread? Oh, we've got plenty of bread. You know, we have enough for what we need. Well, they've got lots of juice. You could also say if your car is pretty fast, guys, you could say your car has a lot of juice. But I typically use it for my cell phone. My battery has no juice.
And in total, this mighty machine cost $2.3 million US to build. So that's an awful lot of money on one big kind of truck, basically.
A big bus is what I call it. Yeah, it's kind of crazy to spend that much money. Unlike the Dream Machine, and we've been talking about the Dream Machine, he's got something else called the Party RV. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't built for the purpose of taking these cross-country trips. If you go cross-country, you're going from one end of the country to the other. So you really are taking a long-distance trip. What did they build the Party RV for, Pat?
Well, it was designed to amplify people's fun when they attend concerts and sporting events. The word amplify usually means to make something bigger or louder, and often bigger and better, which I think it means in this case. So if you talk about movies and you talk about 3D technology, mm-hmm. 3D kind of amplifies the experience of going to a movie. It kind of feels like you're more inside it. You've mm-hmm. got better special effects. So 3D amplifies the experience, makes it bigger and better for you.
If you play in a band and you play the electric guitar, you will plug your guitar into an amplifier, which increases the sound. Or if you're a cook and you want to make the flavor bigger, you'll amplify the flavor by adding herbs and spices, things like that. Mm-hmm. Or if you're in England, you would say herbs.
And so this party bus is basically meant to, so anyone who goes to a music concert or a sports game kind of gets more fun out of the experience.
Yeah.
And it gives some examples of how. So the interior, that's the inside of the Party RV, has wall-to-wall couches and 8 large screen TVs. So it's got all these TVs to watch the game or the event, and wall-to-wall couches basically mean the couches cover all the space from one wall to the next wall.
Yeah.
So there's no space except that's taken up by these couches. So all the way around the inside, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere comfortable to sit and watch these TVs so you can see the game or the concert.
We'll often use wall-to-wall when we're talking about something that covers the entire floor of a room.
Mm-hmm.
You could be in a place that has wall-to-wall people.
Mm-hmm.
In America, we have wall-to-wall carpeting
in most states. Same in the UK.
Yeah. It's too hot here.
Mm-hmm.
You actually don't want carpet in Taiwan because it feels better to have wood or hard granite.
Yeah,
hard
or ceramic
floors.
Kind of
yeah,
tile floors.
I think so.
Yeah, you could also say wall-to-wall in a library. You might say it has wall-to-wall bookshelves.
Yeah.
You can kind of from one wall to the other wall, all the space is taken up by mm-hmm. bookshelves.
Yeah, and also 8 large screen TVs. So they have lots of different choices to watch if they're there for a party. When this RV reaches its final destination, fun time is just about to begin. So if you're going somewhere, that's your destination. That's the place where you're headed, where you're being sent. Often when we go traveling, you'll look at a board in an airport to see the destination, and you'll check your flight time and if your plane's there. Well, they want to reach their final destination before they start the party.
Mm. And they use, for the party, they use the other things in the RV. For
mm-hmm.
example, it contains a full-sized grill that can pop out and cook food for 20 people simultaneously. So a grill is just like a set of metal bars, like a barbecue that you could cook something on. And full size means it's not made smaller because it's inside a bus. No, it's full size, just like you would have at an outdoor barbecue.
I would say it's even bigger than full size.
Yeah.
Because cooking for 20 people at the same time, which mm-hmm. is what simultaneously means, is a pretty big grill. My grill's not that big. Well, that's pretty amazing. Simultaneously means happening at the same time. You could be doing your homework and listening to music simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
We hope not.
I don't know. I think music helps you concentrate.
I like music too much, Pat. I get.
You'll stop concentrating.
No, I get distracted by music.
Right.
I do. Yeah.
It works for me. When I used to study, I would actually paint simultaneously sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, because like I'd have like something to read and then I'd just like, it maybe wasn't simultaneously, but I'd be painting and studying during the same hour.
I kind
of
to
flip
talk
around.
About. That's very interesting. Now when the owner isn't using the Party RV, however, he likes to rent it out to other party goers. And then he takes the money that they pay him and he donates it to charity. If you donate the proceeds just happen to be, it's just a word we use in the plural form only.
Mm-hmm.
That means the total amount of money or profit that is made. So he takes the proceeds, and it's not proceeds, it's proceeds. It's pronounced differently. So the accent is on the first syllable, proceeds, And he donates it to a good charity. A charity is an organization that helps people in need.
Mm, and donate just means to kind of give away without mm-hmm. anything, without any reason for it. You just donate it to someone. And the article finishes by saying to see more epic things that most people can only dream of owning, tune in to Epic on Discovery. All right, that's the end of the article, so we'll take a quick listen to our Chinese teacher and then we'll be right back.
接着我们看到第一段倒数第二句。It contains a slew of fancy features like heated hardwood floors, seat covers made from stingray hide, and a 500-horsepower Volvo engine that provides all the gadgets with plenty of juice. 中文是说，这部车配有许多花俏的特色，那像是加热硬木地板、烘鱼皮椅套、500匹马力的引擎，可以供车内所有的器具充足的能源。句子开头的 it 指的是前面提到的 the dream machine， 也就是那间露营车公司老板自己的私人露营车。昨天我们提到了 one 指的是同类型的一个，那并不是同一个，但是 it 指的就是前面提到的那一个，也就是同一个。让我们造句来比较一下。My lipstick is missing. I need to buy a new one. 我的口红不见了，我需要买一支新的。那句子里的 one 指的就是 lipstick， 不同的一支口红。那我们来看一下另外一个例句。I have it here. You dropped it in the office. 在我这里，你掉在办公室里。那第二个人回答的 I have it here 的 it 指的就是前一个人说的 my lipstick。那是指不见的那一只，也就是跟前面说的同一只。下面我们看到第二段倒数第二句。When the owner isn't using the party RV, however, he rents it out to other partygoers and donates the proceeds to charity. 意思就是当车子的主人不用车，便将车子租给其他喜欢跑趴的人，那收入则捐献给慈善机构。我们先看到句子里 however 的位置，它也可以放在句首再接逗号，那后面再接小写的 when， 那意思是不变的。那另外句中的单字 proceeds 要注意发音，重音在前面， proceeds 是复数的名词，表示收益收入的意思。那字形和动词 proceed 也就是 proceed，没有加 s， proceed 表示是继续进行的意思。那最后就让我们来看个例句。 You can proceed with mowing the lawn after you have some lunch. 意思是在你吃过一些午餐之后，就可以继续帮草坪割草。
Okay, so that's the end of our two-day article on Discovery. If you're, the show Epic, if you're interested in seeing these things, and some of them you might find hard to imagine, definitely take the time to watch this show, see these yachts that can expand in size, or these RVs that have a grill inside it, and much more. You know, imagine yourselves as a millionaire or a billionaire, and what you could spend that money on.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting stuff. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Come back soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Pat. Goodbye.
Bye.